All right, so hello there. This is Chris with Smokescreen, and I'm here with James.
What's up, guys?
And this is going to be our first podcast, and we're not really sure what this is yet. First off, let me say thank you to Doc Holliday for helping us get this new equipment. So this is kind of a test run here. We're testing equipment and how it sounds, but also throwing out ideas of what this is going to be. We're not really sure yet, so... you may be listening to this on YouTube, you may be listening on SoundCloud or iTunes, Google Play, whatever. Right now it's Smokescreen Radio, where I used to do all the Game of Thrones videos and put the audio up as a podcast style. But we wanted to do something more, right? I mean, beyond season 8, everybody here on this channel knows we're known for Game of Thrones.
Right.
But we kind of got in that box. I didn't really mean to, you know, years ago. It's my favorite thing, one of my favorite things in the world to talk about, but it's going to end this year. So I've been talking about this for a while, doing some kind of podcast style thing. We'll add video later when we get a proper setup. We're going through, there's some plans for that too, as far as a proper studio space.
Yes.
So we need to throw that out there. Right now it's audio. We'll probably add video later when we get set up properly. Right now we're relaxing in the living room.
Yes, you know, it feels so good.
We're laid back in chairs, relaxed on the couch and chairs here, and respectively, with the mixer and everything sitting on a little table, and these awesome new microphones.
Yeah.
And doing a test run.
Dude, I'm telling you, living rooms never look better, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's true. We may just leave it like
this. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's just, if it wasn't for the nasty dog furniture, you know, this might be, I maybe would have put this on camera, but I'm not.
So let me ask you this. You said something that struck me. You said, well, I love Game of Thrones, but Game of Thrones is ending. So
yes,
like,
I'm scared.
So like, with something that you love, you know it's about to die, you just say fuck it and move on before it officially dies. So like, if your grandparent was on life support, you just say, well, let me go out and find some other old person to hang out with.
Well, no, I mean, no, I don't know if that's a fair comparison. Jesus. No, I mean, you know, we're planning for the future here.
We are, man.
We're planning for the future.
We've really been racking our brains, man.
We really have.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we don't know exactly what this is going to be yet. The thing is, though, let's get this out here too. You know, James joined the channel for live streams, essentially.
And, yeah.
Well, or originally, I should say, for Q&As.
That's right, yeah.
It was just, you know, and then, you know, James, you started your sports channel, and then your Dust on the Throne channel.
Well, no, excuse me. I had started the sports channel.
Yeah, yeah.
Because so the first time you invited me to a Q&A, that's how you introduced me. My buddy James, he has a sports channel.
Right, Dust on the
Throne. Just started it, yeah.
Yeah, because I actually didn't do Dust on the Throne right a couple of times. I said daily use of sports trivia.
Exactly, because that's all I was at the time. And so, yeah, we did the Q&As, and that was so fun, man. I mispronounced everything. And right. Next thing you know, though, you got me hooked on Game of Thrones. And here we are, man, doing. I do the weekly live streams with you and love it.
Right. So the original intent was, you know, James, you were joining the Q&As and then live streams, and then you were kind of the new guy and learned along with a lot of people that tuned in and that type of thing. But then you started your channels and all that stuff. So there's never been an official, you know, Chris and James both on Smokescreen type thing.
Correct. Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say. So this is a separate thing. This is a separate playlist on the channel that James is absolutely 100% involved with.
Right.
50-50, whatever you want to call it, as far as the business side of things,
right,
I guess
right.
you could say. So that's, we want to establish that. So there may be a separate, you know, Patreon thing down the road or whatever for the podcast.
I'm finally getting adopted. Fostered me long enough.
I guess that's what you could put it. So, yeah, anyway, just wanted to throw that out there. That's what we're trying to figure out.
We've always tinkered with a podcast because, you know, with me staying here and some of the conversations we've had, we've said, you know, we've left so much good material unrecorded in this house.
Yes.
And we just believe that if we just had a little direction, we could take off, and I think people would enjoy hanging out with us as we discussed something.
Right, and that's the whole idea here. Is so we did the Side Effect podcast for a while,
yeah.
and that ended or whatever, but we still enjoyed that whole process. We enjoyed the topics. We enjoyed something other than TV shows all the time, and that's kind of the box that I want to get out of.
Right.
So, I mean, here, we're going to throw it out to you guys some, too, you know, as we get through some of this as far as ideas of what exactly it's going to be. But the other side of that is we don't want to be in that a box. We don't want to be in a genre.
That's right.
Or a set of rules. We can't talk about this because, you know, maybe some people don't like this topic. This is why it's going to be a completely separate playlist. It's a separate show. Branded, obviously, you know, because it's us, but at the same time, a separate thing. And not to say we won't speak about TV shows or movies occasionally. That's fine. That's part of pop culture.
And it's part of who we are.
It's part of who we are. Yeah. Right, exactly. So just to get that out of the way, this is not going to be Game of Thrones or Marvel or whatever exclusively.
That's right.
It could be about anything.
It's really just going to be us.
Yeah.
You know, it's just us and guests from time to time and us talking about anything that we're interested in.
Anything, whether that be, you know, just kind of current events,
yeah,
or people suggest, hey, check this out, and we react to it. We talked about that a little bit.
Love it.
I love reacting to things and kind of ranting on them, you know, right. So there may be a little bit of that. I don't know. We really don't know. So we're throwing it out there in the ether, so to speak, here,
yeah,
to let people know what's happening and what we're planning on doing and just kind of getting ideas from you guys, too. So, like you said earlier, James, some of our best conversations are just when we're sitting here, I'm done editing at night, you get home from work or whatever, and we have these conversations about whatever.
Like, hey, did you see this video?
Yes.
Hey, have you read that article? Whatever. And then it always spawns something else.
Exactly.
An hour later, we're talking about something totally different, but the whole conversation in between was awesome.
Right. And it's like we got into the Netflix series Making a Murderer.
Yes.
And then we got hooked on that and binged it for 2 days straight or three, whatever it was. And we actually went on Twitch and talked about that one time because on the Twitch channel, I wanted to do something other than gaming too.
Right.
So this could fit in there somewhere. I don't really know. But anyway, the point is there's other things we do. There's other things we talk about. You know, we're aware of current events and political things and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, so that's kind of where we're at. We're just sitting here.
Yeah.
It's just us and Riddick, the studio dog.
I hope they can hear the difference in the quality of this equipment because, boy, I sure can.
Yeah, this is outstanding. And it sounds phenomenal compared. Yeah. I thought my other microphone was really good, and it is for what it is.
It is. But like you said, this is like HD audio.
It
that
is
was really good
this
point.
This is HD audio, so they're going to hear every little sniffle and and clearing your throat.
Definitely.
Or heavy breathing. So we got to be careful here. But yeah, so that's where we're at with this. I don't know. We didn't have a specific topic for this. Just kind of wanted to throw it out there. Maybe there's something there is that we do want to talk about now. I don't know. We're just literally testing this stuff out as we sit here in the living room and just chatting.
That's right. And we got our buddy Riddick. He's wandering around, as always.
Yeah, you'll definitely hear him clicking by on occasion. He moves from place to place when he's mad.
Yeah, he does. He just gets pouty, don't he?
But I will say, yeah, we're definitely going, when we get to a studio thing, and we figure that out as far as a setup here, we'll have a Riddick cam. We're going to have different camera angles.
We've been promising him that for a while,
yes,
and we mean it.
And he's got to get it. So.
Yeah.
That's going to happen. So, yeah, I guess I'll mention that really quickly, too. The idea is, in my personal life, is I'm trying to get out of this house.
Right.
A lot of you know, guys know, if they watch the live streams, that we stream from literally a kitchen table. We move into the living room. There's no room here.
Right.
There's no extra room. There's no bonus room. So I'm in the process of trying to figure that out. I may be trying to get out of here in the next couple months.
Right.
And so that is what I'm looking to do in my personal life. And the main thing, obviously, in the new potential place is a dedicated studio room.
Yes.
So this podcast and other video things related to what I do on YouTube and Twitch and all that has a dedicated space where there's no moving shit around and moving it back
right.
and moving couches and cameras and furniture and all the shit we have to do now. Like literally right now, I'm on the couch. James is in a chair. We have an end table here with a mixer and a computer on it recording this. And our microphones are strapped to stools.
They are.
I mean, this is what we're dealing with in the middle of the living room.
So go to GoFundMe/ help us get the studio we have longed for.
Yeah. And, you know, we seriously got to think about, you know, if I can't get to that particular place we've been talking about, you know, we have a mutual friend I'm talking to about moving.
Right.
It may come down to getting some small little location that's really, 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 really cheap to have some kind of, you know, I don't know.
I'm totally down with that.
Something to get out of here, a little bit of space.
A space.
We need a space where we have a nice table where we can put different cameras and camera angles.
Yes.
And do the whole shit and shebang.
And
I want to do it right.
Yeah, and I want to put some knickknacks in the shot on my side.
You can
have your knickknacks.
Yeah, I mean, he wants his tie-dye teddy bear.
I want some stuff
and his
around.
Nolan Ryan shit. Yeah. He's gonna have it.
You never know what I'll have. That's right.
He wants
my little Eric Dickerson
bobblehead.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I mean, no, I agree. I completely get that. You know, you want to customize your space and feel. You know, I guess I always think about, as far as podcasts go and what we plan to do,
yeah,
is Joe Rogan.
We
have to mention Joe
Rogan.
I can totally see us doing something very similar where we have guests in studio at some point.
Yes, definitely.
And we have this nice space and somebody pressing buttons for us and, you know, that type of thing and changing camera angles so it's visually interesting and people want to watch the video other than just listen on podcast style, whether it's YouTube or iTunes or whatever.
Right.
So that's the goal.
And we'll be like Joe Rogan minus the weed, add crack.
Right. There you go. Exactly. Freebasing.
Yeah, freebasing. Stuttering.
Exactly. Oh, my God. We just watched this documentary last night. It was hilarious. Anyway.
Guy freebasing. We need freebasing. Stutter would get worse. It was pitiful.
Oh, yes. It was horrible. An NBA player, actually. It was an NBA documentary. That's another thing. Speaking of NBA.
Yes.
We both love sports.
Right.
And so that could be a topic from time to time, for damn sure.
Especially as, you know, different seasons, you know, are happening. Like right now we have March Madness, and I'm getting ready to fill out a bracket for work or whatever. I'm not that up on college basketball anymore like, you know, used to be.
I'm not.
Remember,
either.
We used to work at Pizza Hut.
Yes.
We knew the brackets. Like,
yes.
you pretty much know how to fill them out. Right now, I'm shooting in the dark. To be honest with you,
it's just guesswork.
Yeah.
You know, you pick Duke and Carolina in the first rounds, and that's all you really know.
Right.
And Kansas and maybe Kentucky.
It's
I guess.
Crazy, man.
So yeah, there's I don't.
But
know
yeah, either. As the seasons unfold and new stories evolve and. You know, this player does that. Any sports scandals or whatever, man. We love talking sports, and I'm sure that's going to come up.
Yeah, so that's kind of where we're at. I mean, literally, it's just a brainstorming session. That's all this is. I mean, we didn't have a topic in mind. We didn't say, all right, well, let's talk about this, and then let's talk about this particular topic so we could title this correctly.
That's right.
None of that shit. This is just.
I'm hitting record. Get ready.
Yeah, exactly. I said, hit record.
That's what he said.
Shut the hell up for 20 seconds.
Yep.
So get some silence. I don't want to, because here's the thing for me, for people that watch this channel, I'm already in too deep.
You are,
I cannot edit anything else. This has to be a free-flowing, fun conversation that does not have to be edited, where I can simply sit here and talk, and then the file is done, and I can literally hit upload.
Whatever.
So
what a difference that's going
to
be.
Yeah. So hopefully we can get get this down to an art form. Well, where there's very minimal editing, not to take so it doesn't take away from other videos or whatever as the regular YouTube continues. So, because there will be, you know, Game of Thrones prequels.
Yeah, man.
That I'm
going
to be into. There may never be another show that I love like GOT, but there will be other things I want to talk about on the channel that are, you know, related to pop culture and television, all that stuff that I'll continue for sure. have my own book thing going on.
Yeah.
This other book project that I can't really say specifics yet because I don't know them myself is a Game of Thrones related book. So that's happening. So all this kind of stuff at once, and plus, you know, this final season is coming up in 3 weeks, I guess, three and a half weeks. God.
Gee.
And yeah, that's insanity right there. This is an insane season. Those 6 weeks for me are going to be absolutely insane. And, so anyway,
and, you know, in the off season, though, you've really had to grind.
Oh,
in the grind, I have watched it take its toll.
Oh,
you know,
it's horrible.
Pretty much, you know, I come in and, hey man, I'm here, you know, and it's always, I'm finishing up this here, you know, and we'll watch something in just a little bit, you know, so if I can stay up late enough, we'll watch something. If I can't, you know, the grind has really been crazy.
It has, and it's taken its toll. And I actually posted on Patreon about 2 weeks ago and said, forgive me if there's going to be less videos in the next few weeks before the Game of Thrones season, because it, you know, I have to start paying attention to my health. And I've been sitting here for almost 4 years. I wasn't full time completely that entire time. I was still working. So I was getting out of the house and still moving.
Yes.
But you know me personally. 6 years ago, I was in MMA shape.
Right.
Now I've grown.
Yeah.
Literally. Because I've been sitting here, and it's just the same thing every day. And burnout is real. And I've got to start paying attention to my health. Eating right, eating better, all that good stuff, and exercising again, and all the things that go into that.
So, while we're talking about God, I can use this analogy. You're almost like Blood Raven, and you're growing into your computer chair.
Exactly. Exactly. Like the leather's reaching up around and growing through my legs and shit.
Yes. His hair and his beard's down to his navel.
Right. So
if they didn't see us every week, I could pull that off.
Yeah,
that
is very, very real.
It is, man.
The burnout is a real thing.
I literally said to him earlier, I'm worried about, you know, him getting blood clots like truck drivers do in his legs.
Right.
I mean, I'm not saying he doesn't move at all, but he spends so much time grinding in there trying to, you know, perfect every little thing, because this off season has been more important than the seasons have, because you've had you so much strategizing and trying to play the algorithms right.
Yeah, trying to relearn it, and you can't. It's just nothing makes sense anymore. So from the YouTube perspective, it's been the hardest, well, almost 2 years now that I've ever faced in anything as far as a job, as far as work goes. And don't get me wrong, I enjoy what I do, but it comes at a price, and I have to start paying attention and getting the hell up out of here some. And, you know, like I said, like you mentioned, I get up and take breaks, and me and Riddick go out and play when it's not fucking raining here. It's like Seattle recently. I don't know what's going on. But, you know, when we get out and play in the yard and all that stuff, but I mean, I'm not chasing the damn ball. You know,
that's a great point.
I need to be chasing the damn ball some.
Right.
You know, but Riddick will not throw to me
as much as I've tried.
I mean, he will toss it, but it just doesn't go far enough.
You're right.
For me to, you know,
he damn sure will throw.
Yes, he does, and he's a very good receiver. By the way,
he is an excellent receiver.
Outstanding.
He runs pass patterns.
He does. He runs routes and does over the shoulder catches. I'm telling you right now, he could go out for the Panthers and do better than our current receiver situation.
Oh, absolutely.
Anyway,
fucking Riddle.
So this has all been taken into account. So I have to compromise and find a way to move forward and still do this kind of thing. I enjoy, you know, talking to people, talking about this cool stuff that we do, but I have to minimize the workload, because I don't have an editor. We don't have somebody in here working the buttons.
Right.
You know, we can't do like Joe Rogan and say, Jamie, look this up, or here, edit this while I go record something else. It's been a one-man show here for 4 years now.
But this has always been on the back burner, the podcast, the thing. And, you know, that's why I strategically kept my Tuesdays off, because that was the days we used to record the Side Effect. And so, because we always knew that, you know, we were wanting to do something else. And so here we are. It's finally happening. It's really cool.
Yeah. And we're at that place where we know we want to do this. We have the stuff now. Again, thank you, Doc.
Yes, thank you so much.
And Doc is a longtime supporter in Patreon and all that good stuff. And we initially this came up because we were talking about for our live streams for season 8, we need 2 microphones. So we're not, the bar's not over covering your face. And
yeah,
it's over the computer where I can see everything that's happening and, you know, controlling the live stream and all that. So that was the initial thought. And then we were like, well, you know, we're talking about this podcast stuff. If we're going to get stuff, we might as well go ahead and get it. And get the right stuff so we're ready to roll. Because, you know, that 6 weeks is going to fly by fast. And there'll be certainly a lot of wrap-up videos and looking back type stuff and live streams for a while. But eventually, it's got to go. Yeah. It's just going to end.
It's going to end.
At some point. So this is the next step. This is the evolution in a way. And not that, again, not that there won't be regular content and videos on other things, especially like when the prequel comes and we start getting filming news and things like that. But this is the next step, the evolution of something. We just don't know exactly what that is yet. But I think some of our greatest content has been, like you said, just between me and you.
Yeah, it has.
It's been on the front porch or sitting in here talking about whatever, and nobody ever hears it.
And whenever they're there is a guest, they're involved too, and it always flows good, and just some great conversations. And you know, we already know that like 2 or 3 of you like hanging out with us. Yes, so yeah. You're gonna dig this, trust
right,
me.
Right, yeah, 2 or 3 of you. Yeah, no, there is definitely a group that would you know, I think would enjoy anything. And that, speaking of that, and you know, I started on the channel a couple months back, or I don't know, it might have been a year now. I don't even know the time. I don't even know what day it is anymore. But interviews, you know, I got to interview a couple of Game of Thrones actors and behind the scenes and stuff like that. And I really, really enjoyed that. And you have been wanting to interview people as
I
well.
I interviewed, you know, Con Snow.
You did Con Snow, yep. And you want to do some sports stuff and yes, all that stuff. So I would love to do that here.
That would be awesome.
That would be outstanding as part of this podcast, whether it's actors or, you know, athletes or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Even other YouTubers and getting, you know, because there's no rules. We can talk about YouTube and what it really takes and what's going on in the background.
That would be fun. I would enjoy that.
So maybe, you know, maybe the first couple of things we, you know, or interviews, I should say, it's other YouTubers people know. I don't know.
Super cool.
Riddick, what do you think, buddy? I don't know. He just looks pitiful.
One thing with Riddick I wish that people could see when you do get a Riddick cam is how he reacts to watching television when there are other animals, especially dogs or wolves.
Oh, yes. Yes, other animals.
He gets
though.
Into
yes.
it. Yeah,
yeah. He's staring up at the TV like, "What the hell?" And then occasionally talking to him.
He does. And another thing with him, and as far as that Riddick cam goes, is he knows when he's being recorded. When you were doing those Riddick doing the predictions.
Yes, he does.
He knows when you're recording.
He absolutely does. He is, I'm not sure if he's camera shy or he's showing out. I'm not really sure which one it is. Like right now, he knows we're talking about him, but he rolled over on his back and he's just letting his nuts hang.
He loves to do that. He's teasing me.
His favorite position. So, anyway, I don't know. This was our first test run. Again, no. Obviously, we've been all over the place. No scripts, no plan. And maybe this is what this is. We just come in here once a week or whatever it's going to be. And, you know, we have a, you know, did you hear about this today?
Yes.
I don't know. That's going to be a lot of it too, I'm sure.
And, you know, I love talking about, you know, things that scare me, and whether it's sharks or ghosts or whatever.
Yes.
And I
love being scared.
Yeah.
You do.
I you know, it's weird. I hate it, but I love it.
Right.
And I don't know if you guys can hear it in my voice, because I can hear it through my headphones, how stopped up I am. I've been having issues at night sleeping.
It's that cocaine.
It's too much.
I'm telling you, you got to stop with the freebase.
And, you know, at night when I try to sleep my CPAP, what happens is my nose will get congested, and I'll end up taking the CPAP off. So then what happens is I'll start, you know, having issues breathing, and it incorporates into my dreams. And right. So in the course of 2 weeks, I have dreamt of a ghost wrapping my CPAP cord around my neck.
Freddy fucking Krueger.
Yes. And then the other day when Camden was here, I was screaming for her. I thought I was, but I woke up, you know, and it was barely coming out. There was like this demon, like a gargoyle or something on my chest, holding me down. So I couldn't breathe or couldn't move or anything. And I'm telling you, man, that all that has made me do is go back to YouTube, go back to watching ghost videos and stuff like that. Right. So anytime we get a chance to talk about stuff like that, and I remember on Side Effect how we would discuss ghosts, Bigfoot, different things like that, I look forward to any kind of conversations.
Yeah, no, I enjoyed those. I really did. Mystery.
Yeah.
History and mystery, we call it.
History and mystery.
History and mystery. Some of my favorite stuff to talk about. So, yeah, we're not one-dimensional here with, you know, TV and books. You know what I mean? I'm personally into, I mean, there's not much I'm not into, honestly.
That's right.
It's insane. Like, all the books in this house, I've read them all at some point. And you got stuff from sports to history to ancient Egypt to whatever.
That's right.
You name it, it's in here. Japanese culture, martial arts, you know.
Gardening.
Yeah, maybe.
I thought I saw some kind of Japanese gardening type books or something.
You absolutely did, because I used to do bonsai trees. And I used to have, you know, anyway. But yeah, there's just so much. It's almost not a choice, because there's too much to choose from. It's almost paralyzing to the choice we have today.
It is. I'll be honest, the internet has cramped both of our book styles, you know, because I see your books that you've had for your whole life, and I have mine that I've drug around with me, but they don't, you know, it's not growing. The amount of books isn't growing like it should, because we have the internet, and who needs them anymore? And you have apps like Audible and things like that, you know?
Yes. Yeah, the only books now are Game of Thrones related.
Yeah.
Ice and Fire.
Right.
I mean, I have new audiobooks as well, you know, that I haven't gotten to. I'm started the Witcher series.
That would be fun too, Chris, because we're that age where we kind of bridge the old school 3-channel on TV days.
Yes.
And now. So any night we want to talk about stuff like that and the changes that we've lived through, that would be kind of fun too.
That would be a great topic. We've talked about that a lot with our kids.
Yeah, because, we have.
You know, I don't think there'll ever be a generation to see change like we have. Like, anything that would happen now, nobody'd be surprised as far as technology goes. But
right.
I had to show my daughter and explain what a record was, or a CD. You know, she came in when CDs, she was born when CDs were almost done.
Yeah.
And they never knew a world without.
Yeah, they were born, we were already burning CDs
already
at that point.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So they didn't get to go to record stores. Remember we talked about that just the other day?
Yes, just the other day. They never had the experience of going to a music store to pick out the record that you got for the week, or that you saved up your money for. They don't know a world without an internet or a phone in your hand where you can instantly access anything in the world. And that's just, as used to it as we are, we remember when you had to use libraries and pay phones and go places to look things up, or, you know, go to microfilm at the library to look at an old newspaper.
There's something about that too. If you think about it, I know it's easier now. But there is something about physically going, and you almost felt like a sleuth or whatever. You know what I mean?
When
you're going through the halls of the library looking for that specific book,
half the time we're just finding the damn book
in the research room, looking at the microfiche files and all that. That was cool, man. And they don't have to leave. They don't have to leave their room.
No, it's absolute insanity. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, it's a great thing. But it's also like everything else, it can be harmful.
Yeah.
Because they don't get out of the house. They don't go. You don't see our neighborhoods that we live near, or the town we live in. You don't see people outside anymore on the basketball courts. You don't see skaters and people riding bikes. Not often. You do occasionally. But
yeah, you really don't.
Like when I was younger, even up until, you know, I don't know, 18 years ago when my daughter was born, you could still go out and find a pick. You'd have to wait for a pickup game.
Right.
And I'm talking about playing basketball, me personally. That's been my thing. Now, there's no such thing as waiting.
You see empty courts.
They're all empty. Yeah. There's no – if you don't take enough people yourself, you're not going to have an actual game.
It's sad. Yeah, courts – thriving courts, you used to know where they were at are either not there anymore or right. like ghost towns with no
nets. Yeah, and actually, we were speaking earlier about finding this new place. As I've been riding around the last few weeks and looking in different areas, I'm passing some of these old courts that I used to play on.
Yeah.
And I'm reminiscing and remembering, the days of where I could still dunk and all this kind of stuff, and picturing us me being out there with all these dudes. They're empty. They're rusted. There's no nets or whatever.
There's no memories being made.
There's nothing being – they're just empty. It's like – nobody uses these parks anymore, these schools after hours or whatever. They just don't. I mean, I'm sure there's times that I'm not there when there's some kids out there playing. You know what I mean? But it's just insane.
You want to take Camden over to the goalpost like a weirwood tree and touch it and touch her and let her see.
Right.
This is what this used to be like.
Yes. Yeah, I know. I mean, because everybody has their, back in my day, stories.
They do.
Because our parents had them.
That's
but
right.
This is truly... honestly, a unique time, our generation, having the perspective of two completely different worlds.
Yes, we do.
It really is. Nobody else will ever, I don't think, because, again, nobody's going to be surprised when AI is a real thing or any kind of technology now.
And
but
we used to be fascinated and blown away when somebody could... had a cordless phone in their house.
Oh my God! Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
You
could walk
to the
outside
wall.
In the backyard and talk on the phone, because you were constrained.
Neighbors would come look at it.
Yeah, you were constrained by the cord.
It's crazy.
And then, when I was 17, 18, and had the first military style cell phone. It was a brick. They call it the brick.
Uh huh.
And then the bag phones, and it was just that was just cool.
Exactly.
Like, check this out. I don't have to go use a quarter and get in this booth here or whatever and use a payphone, and they just went away.
And people were like, oh my God, there's no way you're really making a phone call. And now you're saying, we're not going to be surprised when AI is a real thing.
I know.
It's crazy. I remember when the first microwave came into our neighborhood, and I was real young. So, I know microwaves have been around a while, but I still remember the first family that got one. And people, all the kids would gather over there and watch stuff, cook through the window.
It really is. I mean, like you said with the cell phones, people would actually let me call my house and test it.
Right, right.
Yeah, I mean, they would dial
their... standing in Sally's backyard.
That's right, exactly.
What do you mean in the backyard?
And I remember the first call I made. Check this out. You know where I'm talking to you from?
Exactly.
I'm in my car. I'm in my car riding down the road, or I'm in a parking lot, or whatever it was. I can't remember exactly where I was, but I know I was in my car.
And they're on the other end going...
bullshit, you lying. you on the cord in the kitchen.
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, I had, it was funny when we went to the Outer Banks a few years back. I had Camden. There was in that basement of the house we rented for the week we were there, there was an old rotary phone. And I said, dial the home number. Just see if you can do it.
Awesome.
She couldn't even figure it out. Simple rotary phone. You got to go all the way to the end, let it go, all the way back to the end, let it go. So I made her dial a number. But most, I've even seen some videos of kids online, and they don't even pick up the receiver off the...
They don't know to listen to it for a dial tone.
They don't know what a dial tone
means.
That's
right.
Exactly. So
they're used to dialing a number and hitting send. They're hitting, cool.
Or just talking to your car or whatever.
Wow,
man. Call James. Nobody remembers phone numbers anymore either.
No.
I remember a few in my head from my childhood, home numbers and close family. But, I don't – now I'm just as guilty as anybody else. Not that there's actual guilt, but you know what I mean. I don't remember. I don't know your cell phone number.
No,
it just says James.
I know.
You know, I don't even know my daughter's. It just says Camden.
I know. Whenever I put you down as cosigner on all my credit apps,
oh god damn,
and it asks for phone number, I don't know.
Oh no. Oh, revelations here.
I have to look it up.
This is the new. This is the podcast name here, Revelations.
Revelations.
I didn't know I was getting, I didn't know I was the co-signer on all these loans.
Your credit karma keeps sending this bad text, and he's like, what the hell's going on with my credit? Meanwhile, I keep buying shit.
No wonder I can't move. Jesus Christ. There goes the studio. Now you know why. Now you know why we're sitting in the living room in the same old damn house.
Now you know why James keeps saying, we can make it here.
Yeah. Jesus. Oh, the things you know. Anyway, I don't know exactly where we're going.
I will say, though, this with credit. I remember my first credit I ever got.
Oh, yeah.
Was at Carolina Tire. You remember there's a tire company, but they used to sell VCRs, car stereos, and stuff you could get on credit.
That's like pooling chicken from my cousin Vinny.
And I financed a VCR on my own name. I remember that. That was crazy.
Yeah, I remember being 18 and getting a card in the mail. You know, you go to college and all of a sudden you start getting credit cards in your inbox.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, that fucked me up a while. For a long while. Because you don't think about it being actual. I mean, even though I'd worked since I was 14, when you start getting credit cards and you're old enough, you still don't see the money. You don't think it's real.
It doesn't feel real. That's right. That's why so many of our generation got in a lot of trouble.
Yes.
And hopefully taught their kids better. But you remember being in high school, wanting to buy your girlfriend some jewelry or necklace or something, going to Belk and laying it away?
Yes.
That was fun.
And I did have a couple cards from jewelry stores when you had in-house cards. I guess I'm sure they're still out there.
Friedman's.
Yeah, I had a Friedman's account, exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. But it's I don't know how we got on the credit cards, because you're signing my name.
That's right. Yes, yeah. So, I mastered it. All that doodling you see me doing while we're doing live stream,
like you're doing right now,
is me practicing Chris's signature.
Jesus Christ! Oh shit! I might never mind. This podcast may not actually continue, ladies and gentlemen.
Now he's wondering why I'm checking the mail every day. I keep telling him it's baseball cards coming.
No shit!
I'm hiding bills.
God. Oh, Lord. Yes. Yeah, so I don't know how we got on the generational thing. But anyway, I don't know where we're at here. What are we at? 38 minutes we've been recording.
Wow.
We've been talking 38 minutes already. And, yeah, that's just how it goes.
It flies by. It's really cool.
But, so I don't know if this is...
Let us know what you think. If this gets put out, interested to know what you think. We're talking about possibly having... them suggest things to us, possibly having a call-in line for people to call in sometimes. We have so many different ideas.
Yeah, we're talking about for sure having, I know Doc and I were talking, we were just kind of discussing a couple weeks ago about ideas because we have our Patreon calls.
Right.
And, you know, having Patreons be guests because, you know, we may have a topic where... let's say it's something scientific and we have a Patreon that's in this field of science or whatever that would be.
I would love that.
And so that's certainly an option and probably will happen. Sure, we would like to do people in the realm of entertainment at some point. You know, I know we personally know a guy who is the son of used to be a big athlete.
That's right, we do.
Stuff like that. So that's definitely can happen. Again, I mentioned before other YouTubers or I guess you could say entertainers or influencers.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about that as well. So I'd love to do stuff like that. And I mean, just whatever is on our mind. Again, no restraints. And, you know, everybody won't like every episode. But that's just the way a podcast is, unless you're specifically... Again, putting yourself in a box. You know, this podcast is about health. This is about, you know, this show or Marvel movies or whatever genre you pick in entertainment. I just don't want the constraints of a, there will be occasional topics.
Yeah.
And one topic podcast, I'm sure, because you got to kind of keep it on track a little bit. But, you know, maybe it's three or four little things in one episode, or, you know, one major one occasionally or whatever. So I just don't want any constraints on
it. Well, you mentioned Joe Rogan in the very beginning.
Yes.
And you, no, there's nobody that can say they love every episode of Joe Rogan.
Absolutely. And I don't watch every episode.
I don't either.
But I subscribe to him and I listen to a lot of them. And then I'll pick out clips of, you know, because like we talked about before, we were talking about him the other night. He'll have somebody on there and they'll discuss a current event. So it's him and a celebrity, and you're just getting their take on that current event.
Right.
But I may not care about anything else about that particular celebrity.
Yeah, about what that celeb's selling or what the real reason he's on there.
Yeah.
You might not care about, but they might talk about something at some point in the show that you are interested in. So that makes it cool.
Exactly. So that's the kind of picture I have in my head of what this may look like at some point. And again, the idea is to, we'll start off like this, just to kind of start and kind of get our feet wet and see where it goes and get some feedback from you guys and ideas. And we definitely want to get to a dedicated studio space and see what happens. Because I really enjoy this, and I really enjoy this type of thing. I've been doing YouTube, you know, April will be 4 years for me.
That's awesome.
I thought it was three, but it's apparently four. If 2015 is correct to 2019,
that's right. So April will be
my 4 year anniversary.
That is really cool, man.
And like I said, the first year and a half or whatever, I was still working, or 2 years actually, or close to that, something like that. So I haven't been full time the entire 4 years, but you know, put my first Game of Thrones video out in April of 2015, and which was episode 4 of season 5. So that's been a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Remember when that happened? And I swear, time flies.
It's insane. Yeah. I was when I started this, I was skinnier and healthier.
Yes.
And as much as I've enjoyed it, that's just changed. And so this is this type of thing where it's more just about the content and talking and having a good conversation. And less about editing and making sure screenshots are perfect and
exactly,
you know, all this stuff and visual aids. It's more conducive to, you know, being able to focus on, you know, hey, look, I got to face it. I'm 44 years old almost.
Yeah.
And I got to start watching these things.
So, and yeah, you're looking forward to an hour worth of content that you release. You might have an hour and a half in versus an hour of content you release now. You might have, 6 hours in?
Or 8 or 10.
Yeah,
it depends on what it is. Yeah, exactly. So we record for an hour, and it may take an hour to get it everywhere uploaded.
Right.
You know, if the thumbnail on YouTube.
What a difference that's going to make.
And so that's huge.
In your
life. And then that could become a daily thing even at some point.
Hell yes.
I mean, and I'm fine with that.
Yeah, man, me too.
If people enjoy it, and the main thing, we're having fun doing it, that's what matters. And if we have fun, people will, you know, people will enjoy it.
Yeah.
Some aspect of the conversation, like we mentioned before.
The day we stop liking to talk, you better be worried about other things.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So anyway, I guess we'll cut it off about here.
Sounds good.
And I mean, we've been, you know, again, we apologize for being all over the place and not really having a plan, but this is, again, it was kind of a twofold, a test run with all this great new outstanding equipment.
It is fantastic, Doc. Thanks so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, I mean, in my head right now, in my earphones, it sounds great. Hopefully, I'm sure it'll come out from the recording software just as good. But yeah, it was more of a test run and us just kind of sitting here chatting about the podcast. We wanted to be transparent.
Yes.
We didn't want to start it and make it so official. There's no intro yet. You know, we don't have any music playing yet. We don't have necessarily even a name yet. We know it's Smokescreen, the channel. It's smoke as of right now. It's set up for Smokescreen Radio. Maybe that stays. That's fine. I don't know what it ends up being called. But yeah, just a discussion about what we're going to do and just throwing out ideas and getting feedback. That's really what this was.
That's what we're looking forward to, your feedback.
And so normally I would say, thanks for watching. We'll see you next time. You know, but I guess I don't know how to even close.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, exactly. I guess we'll just keep talking and we'll just fade it out like we used to do.
Yeah.
With the old podcast.
That was always fun.
So we would just keep talking and laughing, somebody make a joke, right. And then the damn thing would just fade off into nothing. So if that's what's happening right now,
that's what I was just thinking, you know, dude.
Maybe
just let her fade.
That's
dude.
What's happening. We it's rock. Just it's just fading out, and now it's gone.